You need His Word and the Holy Spirit. When you have His Word in you and you have the Holy Spirit, then you start praying and fasting. What will that do for you? I'll tell you. When you are praying and fasting, your spirit starts absorbing that word that you have digested. The word of God that you have received will now be absorbed by the Spirit. Your spirit. As you keep praying and fasting, at a time, you know, you are maybe worshiping and thanking the Lord and say, just, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are taking over this place. You are talking like that and quoting those scriptures. Quoting those scriptures that you have been meditating upon. Then your spirit is receiving it, absorbing it. The next thing you know is the terms change. The tenses change. Instead of, oh God, we are taking over this place. You start, something comes up. We have taken over. You didn't plan to say that. There's a new fire inside. The Spirit has absorbed the word. He has now made the word yours. Are you hearing me? It is called catalambano. Do you understand? That is when you take a hold of the word of God and seize it. You make it yours. It gets into your system. At that moment, there's a holy boldness. You now start prophesying. And this prophecy is not the prophecy that you were inspired with a gift of prophecy. No, you are now seeing with the eyes of a prophet. You are seeing. You know it. You are not just giving a word for exhortation and comfort. Are you hearing me? You are seeing. So you are saying what you are seeing. So when you say we have taken over, you know it because your spirit has taken over. Can you shout amen, somebody? You come to the point you know you have done it. You know, you just know it. You know it. I've taken over. Glory to God. I have it. 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 Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Fast and pray. Fast and pray. I'm not talking about fasting of 8 a.m. to 12 noon. By 1 o'clock you are hungry. This fasting. No. I'm talking about that fasting where you food becomes loathsome to you. They tell you to, you don't feel like eating. Something has taken over you. There's something you want to see. There's something you want to experience. There's something you want to know. All of these miracles you're seeing today, they didn't come just like us. Hey, Father, thank you. No, there were days of crying. There were days that looked dark. There were days we prayed and fasted and prayed and fasted. We were looking at tomorrow. Lord, I said, I want to see the blind eyes open, the deaf ears unstopped, the lame rise up to walk. Lord, I want to see by the numbers in the name of Jesus. I want to cover the world with the gospel. And I was praying like that, fasting and praying. I couldn't visit a friend without a prayer meeting. You couldn't come to my house and leave without a prayer meeting. My parents are here, they'll tell you. If you came to visit me, we will have prayer meeting for hours before you would leave. So when I see people, you know, they say they want to see something great. And you just think it's like that. No, you have to get out of where you are. It is not God bringing something to you. There is something you talk about shedding scales. You understand? Snakes change scales. There are other animals that change scales. That's what will happen to you. As you pray, you put off the old one. You put off the next one. You put off onto the new man in you, glory to God. Wakes up and takes over. Hallelujah. My closest friends today, we're not friends because we met and learned how to greet and we just liked ourselves. No, it was through praying together. Praying together. The whole time. Bakaya, rabade, moshawa, iba babaya, rabababababaye, goriba, si babaye, ramando lo mosika, bayale le bondera bashaya, kaya basonda. There has to be a hunger in your spirit. It's not because God is holding back anything. No, that's not it. You are the one that has to press. You see, you are the one that has to press. You see, because we are clouded by all those worldly thoughts and worldly ideas. See, there's a lot of blockade. And you must press. Go beyond this earthly thinking, earthly ideas. Press until your spiritual hunger gains the ascendancy. And it's only a man that has been spiritually hungry that can birth spiritual hunger in other people.
How many of you were able to pass over into the other realm? It's very easy. I saw visions. I saw healings. You see, I did. I saw healings. I could have started telling you now the miracles that happened. You see, first they're seen in the realm of the spirit. And God opens your eyes. And you see that which has been done in the spirit. That which has been accomplished in the spirit. And then you call them forth. You call them into being. And they arrive on the scene.
Saints, I'm to the heavenly.